In Texas these days, oil and gas is being pumped out of the ground in record amounts, but who owns it is disputable. A Texas court case that's now getting renewed attention began years ago in an oil and gas field not far from the border near McAllen. A group of Mexican-American families there owned the mineral rights, the oil and gas, beneath a 748-acre tract of farmland. Ramon Garcia was their lawyer.
They're very proud of their heritage, but they were not involved in drilling.
But next door, a big oil and gas company was drilling wells and using fracking, a drilling technique that injects millions of gallons of water, sand, and chemicals at high pressure deep underground. That fractures rock formations, releasing oil and gas trapped in them. In very simple terms, the family said those fractures had run under their property and were draining their natural gas over to the wells of the company next door.
All we had to do was point all that out, and he clearly showed what was going on.
To prove their point in court, the families hired as an expert witness a Houston chemical engineer and fracking authority, Michael Economides.
I said, my God, I mean, this is such a blatant example of stealing. I mean, there is no two ways about that, you know.
The jury agreed, not only awarding several million dollars for the allegedly stolen natural gas, but $10 million in punitive damages. But in the end, the verdict and the big award didn't stand. In 2008, the case reached the Texas Supreme Court. It threw out just about everything. The Texas justices found that fracking, now widely used, can't be blamed for draining a neighboring oil or gas deposit. In fact, the court said a long-held rule in Texas called the law of capture means that if you drill a well, sure, you may end up draining some of your neighbor's oil and gas, but that's unavoidable. The court said one remedy is for the aggrieved property owner to drill his or her own well. Keith Strama is a lawyer for the Texas oil and gas industry. He says the ruling prevented what otherwise would be legal chaos.
That would be a very difficult dispute to resolve through science, and the court recognized that the best way to resolve this is to allow everybody to benefit from the rule of capture, and if there's drainage occurring, their remedy is to go drill a well.
Now, with fracking revolutionizing drilling nationwide, drillers in other states where similar disputes are erupting are citing the Texas case to support their right to drain oil and gas out from under other people's property. But earlier this year in West Virginia, a federal judge there rejected that argument, saying that the Texas Supreme Court ruling, quote, gives oil and gas operators a blank check to steal from the small landowner. That slap at Texas resonated with a small landowner in Arlington, Ranjana Bhandari.
I know that when we bought the house, we were told that we actually owned the minerals under our land.
Bhandari and her husband didn't like what they'd heard about fracking, so they say they refused to lease the mineral rights to a company drilling wells nearby. But they say state regulators ruled against them and allowed the company to, in effect, drain the natural gas from under their home anyway.
We could have gone to court, but we don't have the resources to go up against a company.
Texas regulators defend the way the law is used here, saying the state wants its oil and gas resources put to good use and not held captive by a few holdout landowners. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.